Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Retirement match night. One comfortable assumption has been the reigning champion of your inner monologue for years, possibly decades. Tonight it faces 15 wisdom traditions, one question, and the very real possibility that it hangs up the gloves before the final bell. No rematch clause. No belt to soften the blow. One question answered by many traditions. And somewhere in your chest, you already know which corner you're in.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, is staying because you've built something real the same as staying because you're afraid to find out if it is? Now, two people could ask this and want completely opposite answers. One person is hoping the traditions say, yes, they're the same, because that lets them stop digging. The other is hoping the traditions say, no, they're different, because that gives them permission to finally leave. Same words, completely different prayers underneath them. Is staying because you built something real the same as staying because you're afraid? Judaism goes straight for the stomach, literally. The Talmud doesn't answer the question. It points at you while you were reading it. One of those two sentences made your gut drop. The other felt like an exit ramp. And the tradition says, you already know which is which because the shofar doesn't ask what you built. It asks whether you've knocked on your own door lately. Not comforting, probably accurate.
Buddhism does something stranger. It says fear and love aren't opposites. They grew from the same soil, same season, same hands. The person who laid the first stone and the person now clutching them are not the same person. And between those two people, something already ended. That's a beautiful reframe, and genuinely the worst thing you could say to someone mid-crisis. And Buddhism does not appear troubled by that tension at all.
Stoicism and existentialism actually disagree here in a way that matters. Stoicism says forget the building, imagine leaving, imagine it working out, and notice what tightens in your chest. That tightening is your answer. But existentialism flips it. If the thing were real, you could set it down and still know its weight. If you're afraid, you build a whole theology around never lifting it. Stoicism says your body knows. Existentialism says your question already knows.
The pop culture oracle went full Bob Ross today. You painted both trees and they're standing in the same spot. The point is that the fear is the proof the thing matters. Walter White didn't spiral because nothing was real. He spiraled because something was so real that losing it felt like dying. The oracle's argument, you don't agonize over things you don't care about. The agony is the evidence.
Cynicism and absurdism are the ones who won't let you off the hook stylishly. Cynicism says both options in your question flatter you. Built something real sounds like loyalty. Afraid to find out sounds like self-awareness. And you've arranged it, so either answer makes you the thoughtful one. The barrel disagrees. Absurdism adds, it's both simultaneously and the universe won't sort them. You're the one who chooses, knowing the choice is the only verdict. Farmer's market logic, honestly, okay. You can squeeze the fruit all morning. At some point you buy it or you put it down. Nobody handed us a clean answer tonight, which means the question is probably still the right one. Tomorrow deserves something equally uncomfortable. The kind of question that sounds simple from a distance and gets heavier the closer you walk toward it. Bring one.
That's a wrap on the retirement match. And I have to tell you, the assumption did not go quietly. It argued. It cited precedent. It asked for a rematch. The tradition said, submit the question to the light, and what survives is yours. What doesn't? Well, the gloves are on the mat. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The show is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. and it runs entirely on the support of listeners who find it worth passing along. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or come find us directly at thegodshow.us. Tonight's assumption retired with a record of years, maybe decades, and one very honest question it never saw coming. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.